But then True Pundit had another article today about the digital certificate.
Yeah, everybody gets a digital certificate. Now, if you've survived the coronavirus, you get a special passport.
Is that like our version of the yellow star?
You know, I have to be honest with you. A day ago, I would have just said to you, all right, slow down on the yellow star stuff. Don, I got enough problems on this podcast, right? With that. But after talking to certain people today, I'm like, this is so out of control and I've been mellow. And I don't know why. Somebody just told me in my own little head, just take it easy. I guess maybe it's because I've gotten older and I have a certain, I think, degree of wisdom. I don't have to go. I said this to a guy. I was doing a show last week, and he asked me my feelings on stuff, and I said, I kind of feel like the old bull. There's like an old wise tale or whatever. A young bull, and I'm not trying to be crude, right? It's just a young bull says to it looks down on a field of cows, and he says to the older bull, let's run down there and have our way with one of them, right? You know, let's go. Come on, let's go down there. There's all these cows. And the old bull goes, why don't we walk down and we can have them all, right? So I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of sitting back a little bit smarter and I think a little bit wiser, much wiser than I used to be when I was in my 20s and 30s. And I could see these journalists out there running around with their heads like chickens with their heads cut off, which might not be a bad deal, you know, if you can get the rest of the chicken and put it in your freezer at this point. But they don't know what they're doing. So they jump from one thing to another. And in the process, they create a lot of more confusion. And then if people are loyal to these journalists, you don't know what the hell's going on. It's crazy. They don't know what they're doing. The people don't know what they're seeing. They don't know what they're reading. So no, I decided, and I'll let you talk. I'm going to chill out and see what comes in. I'm going to go into my sponge mode. And if I'm not making any vibrations, putting any vibrations out one way or another, and I've said plain and simple, I'm on the fence here. I want to see what happens. I'm going to give these guys the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to see what happens. But with the caveat, I said last week on the podcast, if you're fucking up, I will join the chorus to burn that city to the ground. And I mean it. And now we're at that, you know, with the information that's coming in, it's very disturbing. Very, mm-hmm. very disturbing. So people are not going to like where this goes. People are not going to like where this goes. I can tell you that now.
I think it's wise. I think it's very wise that you chose the wait and see approach. I really think that was the smartest approach to take, because when you're dealing with something new, really wisdom has to afford you that. We have to see what this is all about. Now, I took the week off last week from my show because I knew my anger was building, and I certainly did not want to run in traffic last week. I chose to do it this week, and still, I still contained a lot of what I would have liked to say. So that is the wise approach. But not only is it these unskilled journalists that I see out there, but it's also where I have the most fun is reading the Twitter thread heads that are out there. You know, these are the people that reinvent the wheel on any daily corruption epidemic that we have. You know, you remember the old nursery rhyme, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker?
Yeah.
Well, this is the Twitter thread heads. They're either so talented that they should be working for the Department of Justice with their 30 entry threads, and you know, they're the ones that get documents, 400 page documents, and within an hour they have found the smoking gun. But now they're scientists. So I actually get a chuckle out of reading this stuff, and it keeps me entertained, because you know, what else could I do? I'm a hostage, you know. And so while you're trying to find real information, you come across, you know, all these Twitter journalists. But the fact that you took the approach to ride this slowly, I'm very happy about, because I think you are very methodical, that you're going to sit and wait and gather all the information. And then when you're ready to make it rain hammers, as you like to say, I think you're going to do that once you, you know the evidence.
This could be the end of me. This could be, this could be the end of me. This could be it. This could be, they could kick the doors in on this one. This is bad. I'm going to say that right now. So I'm a little bit worried about that. But at the same time, I know myself. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to shove it in their fucking face and say, what is this? What's this about?
Right.
So, and we were supposed to do this at like, I was supposed to talk to you like an hour ago, an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago, I think. And I kept sending you messages. I can't talk right now. Can't talk right now. Can't talk right now. Because I'm on the phone and these guys won't shut the hell up. When I got somebody on the phone that's usually hard to get information out of and they won't shut the hell up, mm-hmm. I just let them roll.
Absolutely.
Because I'm like, all right, well, I'm in a zone. You're like in a zone. And I'm saying, like, there's such a thing as good information and gold information. And then there's information that can get you in a lot of trouble, right? Oh, man, this is going to be.
You'll find a way to package it. You always find a way to package it. And
well, a lot of it has to be vetted. But what I'm saying is people like you who have been very skeptical from day one and pointing these things out. I got you. I got Jason Goodman. He's in that category. A lot of other people that I associate with and, you know, VM and Bronco and these guys. My circle is very small because I keep it small. Because I look for really smart people who are streetwise. I can't deal with book smart people who don't understand the street. I have to, my pulse has to be on the street, right? You guys have been saying it the whole time and chiding me a little bit. So directly, indirectly or privately saying, come on, get with it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to see where this goes because I almost wanted the ability to say, hey, assholes, I played by your rules. Right? I did everything you told me to do. And where has it gotten me? Nowhere. Number one. Number two, now the stuff's going to come. And I said this back in months ago, 6 weeks ago, maybe not months ago. The truth is always going to come out. So you can try to hide it. But there are well-placed people here with great sources out here. I'm not the only guy, right? I might be the only dummy with enough balls to print the stuff or to talk about it. But it's going to come out. And now my question is this stuff getting to Trump? And if it is, and he's not doing something about it, that means they really put his ass in a vice and they got him.
Well, he's very, very insulated. There are so many people I follow from the background and I have been doing this for years. It's not only, the higher Twitter thread heads that you have to watch, but it's the men and women that are the company men and women, the GOP, Republican, toe-the-line people, because they're going to insulate Trump. And what they're going to try to do to readers is they're going to try to have any skeptical human being buy into it. That's their job. Whether they buy into it or not, their job is to sell this right now. So I don't know what's getting to Trump because whatever if he's reading it on social media or in articles, they're making it, oh yeah, Mr. President, you're doing the right thing. And yes, was it the right thing to shut down air travel to China? Absolutely. Maybe you should have shut down domestic flights. Let's talk about essential workers and non-essential. The only essential workers out on the street should be nurses, doctors, and law enforcement. Why are the lives of grocers less important than anyone else's? So it's kind of like being half pregnant to me. You can't tell me to stay in the house and tell me I can't go to Hobby Lobby if I want to do something, but yet all my supermarket workers are out there working and they go to work every day and they're in contact with more people than I ever would be. So
well, I didn't understand along the lines he tweeted last night. Don't forget to get out there, Wisconsin, and vote tomorrow. And I'm like, I said, well, wait a minute. I can't. That dunce doctor with the scarf, right? She's saying Burks, Bricks, whatever the hell her name is. I mean, I actually know her name and what comes out in this podcast probably before this interview airs on Burks is going to be not exactly very flattering, to put it lightly. And some of her cohorts, we got some good dirt on these guys. And this isn't even the great other stuff. I call it great stuff. It's terrible stuff as an American, but it's great stuff to have as a journalist, because the name of game, my game, is tells people something they don't know, right? And they definitely don't know this shit. But then it's all going to come out. It might not all come out this week, but it's all going to come out, and it's being worked on. But I don't even know what the fuck I was going to say.
You could slow drip it out. No, I mean, really.
I lost my track of thought.
Listen, you have to package it and slow drip it out the way you do. I wouldn't recommend you to put a nest on your chest and be anybody's hero, because apparently in this country, nobody's looking to be a hero. Okay? We have activists that will get out for every little thing. Where are they now? I know where they are. They're all buying it. They're all drinking the Kool-Aid. They're not questioning how all their civil liberties are being removed every day.
A lot of these people are bought and paid for. They'll do what the people handling them want them to do, and that could be that could be a big part of the problem, because...
But see, their fault, this is the danger, and I've always said that these people have been a major danger. It's their followers. See, it is brilliant that if you were an elitist with means and you want to advance a narrative or a policy, you're going to grease these influencers, because if your followers are 300,000 people, a million people, 200,000 people, no matter what these people say, the herd moves in that direction, because critical thinking is gone. They've taken it away. Social media has helped to take it all away. And then anybody, they're all afraid now. They like to think that they're critical thinkers and they don't participate in hive mind or group think, but they all participate in hive mind and group think.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because none of them have fucking sources worth a shit.
No, but if they say, what happens is they find somebody that they like and they think they trust. So if that person 2 weeks ago said one thing and then says something today, that is the flow that they move with. None of them say, hey, wait a minute. Now, if one or two of them do say, hey, wait a minute, guess what happens?
You get tossed out of the group.
Insta-block, yes. Yeah. You've got to sanitize, you know, your followers. And you can't have them infected by critical thinkers. That's an infection to these people. So it's all very politicized. This entire virus is politicized.
It's worse than that. It's going to come out. It's worse than that. That's far worse than you could have ever imagined. I know I'm maybe freaking people out, but that's good. They should be freaked out. This is a bad situation, what has happened and how this thing got started. And it's good. I have to sit down now with people that are like legal eagles, figure out, can I even talk about this stuff? Number one, what kind of provisions for my family when I get yanked out of here? You think anybody out there is going to give a shit if I get locked up? Nobody fucking cares.
Well, that's why I'm saying I wouldn't do it. This is ridiculous to have a one man savior in a country of 300 and some million people. This is crazy. I mean, I would drop what you can, but you have to protect yourself, because listen, for 4 years you've been doing this, right? This summer will be 4 years.
Yeah, it's 4 years coming up on 4 years.
Right. Every major influencer out there will go out of their way not to retweet you. And there's a reason for that.
What's the reason? I know the reason, but what's your take on it?
Well, the reason is that you're not bought and paid by anybody, and they are. And they have to make sure that their followers don't latch on to any in-depth corruption. I mean, you wrote a whole book that should have at least netted you a spot on one of the major news channels. But what is the t-shirt you have? Truth is the new hate speech.
Yeah.
People like they're so used to being lied to that they don't know any better. They're used to, they want to believe in things. They want to believe in people. So they keep it all herded into what the narratives and the agendas they're trying to push. And if you're not in the Cool Kids Club, and that's the bought and paid for grifter club, you're not going to get retweeted. That's just how it works. But you are doing well without the aid and assistance of these so-called influencers.
Well, the name of the game is...
And that's a good thing.
Name of the game is, though, you got good information. You wanted to get out to as many people as you can. But the whole way that this crazy infrastructure is set up, they won't do it. They won't.
Right,
but it's so corrupt. It's so corrupt, the right-wing media. I actually, this is crazy. I actually get kudos from more people in the left-wing media that I talk to behind the scenes because they're like, hey, you're not crazy. And they say to me, you're not like, you guys are conservative, but you're very well balanced. There's a lot of things that you say I agree with. So mm-hmm. And these guys are pretty well connected guys. Say a lot of people read your stuff on the left, and that's why you don't get like hammered. People are like, oh, this guy's crazy and he's up to no good again, because people are like, wait a minute, this guy has done a lot in journalism, number one. He's done a lot in intel, and number three makes a lot of sense. And he hasn't been wrong much.
Right.
I say much. I don't think I've been wrong ever, but that's just me. On anything that really mattered, I haven't been wrong.
Well, no, and it comes out, and that's the thing. It mostly comes out a year, 2 years later, because we've been able to source your two-year-old articles with something that pops up in the news, you know, today. We can almost do a quick search and come up with something that was written 2 years ago. We've done that many, many times. But I feel the same way. There's people that I read on the left, and I highly respect their, you know, what they have to say, and that's how it should be. But what social media has become is one big click.
Yeah.
And there's two clicks.
It's unfortunate, really. So because the right-wing media could be so strong and so powerful, but they won't. Mm-hmm. They won't put the egos aside and the money aside. And it's very simple. Very simple. There are very few independent guys, girls, whatever you want to say, who don't have anybody backing them that are doing this. Somebody always has a benefactor. Mm-hmm. Very wealthy benefactor, and things get nixed. They run things up the flagpole. Nah, you can't say that. You can't, you know.
Right.
We get something. I say, I like it. Let's put it out. That's almost unheard of in the media.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute. If we had big institutional investors and things were giving us millions and they were billionaires, they would say, put something out, they'd say, hey, you can't put that out. I know this guy, mm-hmm. and I know that guy, and you got to take that down. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, we didn't know. And then it comes down to, first couple times you do that, it comes down to, if you're going to write any big stories, make sure you clear it with us first. We don't want this to happen again. Oh, okay. Because you want the money to keep flowing in. And the trick of that is, you no longer even have to be successful or competitive, because you're like, become a welfare journalist. No matter what you do, you don't have to succeed because you're being paid.
Right.
Doesn't even matter if people read you. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you can compete using a capitalistic model. Can you hold your own? Can you make money? Can you survive on your own? You don't even have to worry about that.
Right.
You know,
and you make money, and they make money just from killing stories. They can make money. They can write a bunch of stories they know are never going to get published and get paid for it.
Well, it's and it's even worse than that, because from my experience, okay, I go back to my mainstream media days. We're going after a U.S. senator. I'm chasing the U.S. senator. Okay. He lives in Englewood, New Jersey, two or three doors down from the owner of the publisher of my newspaper. In between them is fucking Wilson Pickett, okay? These guys are all loaded. They got the senator, they got the crazy newspaper owner, and they got crazy Wilson Pickett, okay? In between them, and it's like... We appreciate it, man. We appreciate the people checking us out and supporting us and keeping the lights on. And everything you see here and hear here is because of the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And we wouldn't be here without their support. Now, ads, we make a couple bucks on ads on the podcast, but I think they're clamping down on conservatives. I really do, from what I've seen in the last couple months. And look, we're used to that from True Pundit. We used to get all upset. This is bullshit. This isn't fair. Why are they picking up? Well, life isn't fair, folks. You need to hear that from me? Did you just find that out in the last year, perhaps? If you didn't know that before, you know it now. So we don't complain. We just keep motoring ahead, right? And that's all you can do. And there's life lessons in that as well. Somebody puts an obstacle in front of you. You can go through them. You can go around them. You can go under them. You can circumvent them any way you can. And one of the ways we circumvent that type of censorship and meddling with our growth is directly on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. People reach into their own pockets and they support us. And what do they get in return? Well, let's go over it. Video podcast of Pain in the Morning, which I'm told is much more interesting than the audio version, for obvious reasons. Pain After Dark. That's Saturday nights. That's when we roll out special interviews, etc. Last week we had with Bobby Kennedy Jr. And this week we have something really good. Something that will build on this last story we just read about students and education, etc. Anyway, it was a good interview. And I'm looking forward to rolling that out tomorrow. We have a lot of different things. We have a hot wire level for people. Jump in there. That gets crazy. The intel flying on there gets crazy. You have the banter and the intelligence that's exchanged between members of the community. Fantastic members of the community. I mean, you hear from them. I play their calls, right? Any of their calls. Fantastic people. And we cater to smart people. It's not something that is intentional. I think it just happened. And our audience is very bright, and you can tell that. And when you look at how they interact, how they share information, how they feed off each other to learn and to teach each other, it's fantastic. So that's what we got going on. Patreon.com/TruePundit, Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. And we wouldn't be here without them. So if you've been on the fence, jump in. It's the only way that we're going to grow. That, and also share these shows with folks you care about. Also, you get the ad-free versions, the long versions. If the show is 2 hours, 2.5 hours, it's all one show and no ads on the platforms, as opposed to the regular podcast. And right now we started chopping up episodes because they're long, etc. So a lot of different things. And we appreciate it. We got a lot of things planned too. We plan on growing. We're still babies at this, still rookies in a sense, but having a good time. And I think we're doing good things, and the message is getting out. And we appreciate it more than you will ever know, especially the folks on those platforms. Jump in. We're only looking for a couple smart people a day. Is that you? Is that you? That's a question you have to ask yourself. Do you want to get brighter? Only you can answer that. Take care and God bless you.
I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky-tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour.
door when I'm gone. Well, the truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines, and it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. And I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
You know, you're a kid, you're like, who the hell's Wilson Pickett? Was he on a fence or something? I don't know. Pickett fence, you know? And then, and then you're writing the notes in your computer. Back then they called it an iTech. It's kind of wacky, but the publisher's upstairs reading what every move you make. And then the senator's coming over the house saying, yeah, what do you guys got? Okay, we'll see.
Oh, Lord.
And you're like, and you're busting your ass. I'm busting my ass, right? Breaking my ass. And they're talking about everything I'm doing every night. Like, this guy thinks he's going to do something.
Oh, my God.
Right? So the owner of the newspaper, the publisher, worth, I don't know, $350 million in the 90s, which is a considerable amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
He's brokering the information to the senator, saying, look, we're eventually going to kill this thing. And if it costs this guy his career, I don't give a shit. But you owe me, Senator. You owe me. Right? So it's worse than just
You're right.
Because these guys, like I talked about, they broker the information behind the scenes, whether it's politicians.
That's very true.
And it's eye-opening. And then when I find out about it, because I got guys in the U.S. Attorney's Office and FBI at the same time saying, you got sold out, kid. I'm like, what are you talking about? Sold out? Nah, man, I'm on the trail. And then these guys, these old-timers take you under their wing. Let's go out. So I know I'm kind of on an offshoot here, but I think it's very important. I said, okay, well, you want to go out? Yeah, let's go out. Meet me in Newark. We'll go down the place called Iberian Peninsula. Sounds crazy, mm-hmm. but it's a great restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Meet me down the Iberian, and we'll spell it out to you since you're so stupid, kid. You know, I'm like 23, 24, 25. And they're like, the senator knows all your moves, bro. Somebody's ratting you out. You got a rat in your group. And I'm like, no way, that's stupid, right? And then you come to find out you're getting ratted out, you're getting played. So this is how you grow up in the business. This is how you grow up. This is how you learn how.
Well, that's the beautiful part about being young and starry-eyed, and now you're old and cynical.
Yeah.
So it's the old and cynical that is really going to go for the meat and the potatoes, because you know how it all works.
It's really insane, you know? But you know, it's worse than what you even imagine. Mm-hmm. What you said is right on the money, but then it's like, wait a minute, there's this whole underground intel network where you're being, you know, these people broker things for favors or for money or for stock tips or for whatever, man. The rich and famous, we're just poker chips out here, man.